It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 2, Episode 2 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. Tony had a great first episode for this football season. Got to hear from Coach Bell. Also got to talk about Dirks and Ashdown a little bit.
The amazing Jeff Tuttle and Jim Cross.
Yeah. Mm. I miss those guys.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. When we get in this week-to-week thing, in which we're getting ready to start now, and then you go, you know, we met two or three times during the summer, but it was mainly me, you, and Tyler. You do miss those guys. Yeah. You have a relationship with them. You know, we only get to lay eyes on Jim two or three times a year, but you feel like, I mean, he's your buddy because we talk to him at least once a week. So I talk to him when we line up stuff, you know, twice, two, three times a week.
Jim's the kind of guy, when you meet him once, he is your buddy.
That's exactly right.
And so then from then on, you know, it's like he's known you all your life.
That's the way he treats you.
Yeah, he doesn't know a stranger.
No, no. He's a great guy. And, you know, and Jeff Tuttle is Jeff Tuttle.
I think they said the same thing about Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, King Tut, we couldn't do it without him.
He
adds so much to the show. We really appreciate him doing that. And I just want to take this opportunity while we're here to mention Tyler and all that he does for
Absolutely.
Us. Because he kind of sits in the background a lot of times. He talks sometimes when we talk about certain things. But most of the time, he's sitting in the background. But, you know, there's no way we could do it without him.
Mm. Well, no. The hard work of this is not you and I sitting here talking about sports. The hard work of all this is putting it all together and making us sound –
halfway decent.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's extremely tough.
Yeah, we know that. But anyway, we appreciate everybody listening to us, and we're really hyped up for another football season. We're looking forward to some there's some changes going on and some big things going to happen. And we're going to start out this episode talking to Coach Richard Bell about the DeQueen Leopards.
Coach Bell, same thing with the defense as it was with offense we talked about last year. A lot more experience than you've had in the past. You've been playing young players, and they're finally growing up to be seniors.
Yeah, we had a lot of sophomores last year that had to step up for us. And one was, you know, Jake Martin, and he ended up, you know, leading us in tackling, and then actually, you know, tied my single game record for tackles against Magnolia with 18 tackles. You know, so a kid like that, the sophomore that's doing things like that, you know, we're really excited to have him back. We got Lance Wise, who's going to come back at linebacker. He's got a lot of experience at the same spot. You know, he's one of those kids that very, very smart on pass coverage and run blocking and things of that sort. So I'm excited to have him. Got Rusty Biermo and Henry back, going to be helping us at the other linebacker position. These are all guys that played last year, you know, that, you know, got a lot of experience, did a lot of growing up, you know what I mean? At D-line, we got our leading sacker back, Kyle Williamson at defensive end, which is just one of those guys. I told him yesterday, he looks dang near 35. He's growing a big old beard,
yeah.
and he gained about 10 or 15 pounds, you know. So I said, looks like you're going into Track Supply to buy your tractor or something. But you
he doesn't look
practice.
Like Ronnie, does he?
No. Well, thankfully, he doesn't look like his cousin. I mean, my cousin, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Kyle got him back at defensive end, which is, you know, he's one of those smart kids, another one of those guys that hard worker. I couldn't be happier to have him back at end. We got interior lineman, I think, this year with Zayden DeCassis. It's kind of a hard name to say. You can say it really wrong. But Zayden and Darian Henderson on the inside, both of those guys, Zayden is more of that bull in a china closet, 6 foot, 255, very, very, very strong kid. He's in the 1,000-pound club. And then you have Darian that's in there with him. Darian is, again, that 6'3", 6'4", 315-pound strong kid. Tying up our interior line. And then on the outside, you know, we got Geronimo, which is one of those kids. He's like Kyle Williamson, but he's faster. He's not near as big, but he's so quick off that end that it's hard for a tackle that's, you know, slow-footed to get him. I think he's going to be a big play. And also, again, we have McCaden Smith, who plays tight end for us, that's going to help us at that end position. And then we got a whole slew of sophomores that came up from junior high. They're going to rotate in. I mean, you know, we got Roy and Carlos, and also got Chip Stamps, who has had a great offseason. You know, Chip's going to come in and help us. So I think a D-line is probably our strongest position, because I think we could have four guys in there and they need a rest. I could drop four more in.
A lot of juniors, too.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of juniors on that defensive line.
It's one of those things where I tell Coach Lida, you know, I say, hey, I gave you the easiest position, just don't mess it up. Which I just mess, you know, I like to mess with him on that. But, you know, linebacker and D line is definitely going to be our strength, but I think D line's going to be on top of that. Secondary wise, I'm very, very happy to have Ulysses Cotto back at safety. I can also, you know, walk him down at outside linebacker at any time that I need to. I'm replacing my whole secondary. You know, I lost Donovan Esther and John Bahena and a couple other guys that I had out there that were just Jared. With one of our corners, that he was one of those submarine tacklers, you know. So we lost those three guys, but I have some kids that have come in and really showed promise. I have right now Cole Bass. Cole Bass is one of those kids that he's really shot up in the offseason. He's probably 6'1", probably about 170 pounds. You know, he can run. He's got height on him. We're gonna put him back at safety with Cotto. Got John Maturino, the big 6'2", 180 pound receiver that we could have him play at that position if we needed to. I got Giovanni who can play corner for us. He last year came out with us. He was behind Jared, and then I have LJ, which is one of those kids, just unbelievably smart kid, knows what he's doing. None of them have just blazing speed, but they have smart football etiquette, you know. But with Cotto and Bass back there, I don't want to use him as much just because I need him on offense, but Trent Matthews, I think, can play safety or start for corner. I mean, any spot, in which he will. He will play corner and he will play safety. You're going to see him out in the game. But I need him more on, you know, on the offensive pass threat and blocking threat. You know, he's so good. He's a big kid. He's put on a lot of weight. And, you know, him blocking at receiver or going up and getting the ball is going to be huge for us this year. You will see him at corner. So corner and safety would be a hodgepodge of guys, but I'll be centered around Ulysses Cotto, which is, you know, our two-way starter, one of the only ones that we got to have on both sides of the ball. We're going to try to simplify a little bit, but I'm excited about it, especially the front seven.
Yeah, it sounds like a really promising group of kids to play defense for the Leopards. I want to ask you a question about Ulysses. I know he had a little knee issues. He back to 100%?
He is, yeah. Ulysses, we went to a combine at Henderson, which is just a skills combine to try to get their name out there for other guys. And oddly enough, he did it in broad jump. He goes to jump on broad jump, and when he lands, the mat split a little bit, and when he landed, knee just kind of tweaked a little bit. He didn't tear any ligaments, but he tore, which, you know, they call, you know, the meniscus, you know, the cartilage. He had a slight tear in his meniscus of his knee, got that cleaned out and was back in a couple of weeks, you know. So the main thing was is getting the strength back in that leg and his confidence in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But other than that, yeah, he's full bore. Right, as of right now, again, knock on wood, we'll come out of summer and we'll come out of team camp uninjured.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, a couple of kids you talked about, I mean, Kyle Williamson, we nickname him TFL.
Oh, yeah, Kyle for a long time. Yeah. I love that guy. I mean, and again, you know, Kyle's my kinfolk. Me and his father are first cousins, shared a grandfather. And his dad was that same way, just a hard-nosed guy that you could always rely on. Mm-hmm. And that's what Kyle is. Kyle's a hard-nosed kid that I can rely on. I don't have to worry about where he's going to be or what he's going to do. I know he's doing his job. He's usually not the one I yell at. The only time I'm going to yell at him is if he doesn't give me the attitude, the effort that I think he's supposed to. But that hardly ever happens. And that's what I tell all my guys. If you give me the two things, which is attitude and effort, you give me those two things, full speed, I'm fine. If you go full speed and you got great attitude, but you missed that tackle, I'm gonna tell you why you missed it or what you did wrong, but I'm not going to be mad at you because you gave me everything you got, and that's fine. And that's all I ask. And Kyle's one of those guys that you don't have to – him and Jake Martin and Cotto, those guys are going to give you all they got, you know, and of course, you know, Lance Wise. And I got a really good rapport with all the players that I have out. Again – a lot of times, I'm not saying that all coaches do this, but a lot of times, like, you know, I like it when the kids call me out, you know, like, to, like, you know, call me out in the weight room or call me out running on the field, you know, and I try to stay somewhat in shape. So when they do that, they can see that, hey, I'm not just here to show you how to do stuff or tell you how to do stuff. You know, I'll also show you. I'll also get in there. And they always call me out to put a helmet on and hit them, in which I have a headache for 4 days after I do that. But I have a real good rapport with them because, you know, they know every workout that they do, I've done it that day before they got there. And they know if it, whatever running they did, I've already done it. So when they call me out, they know that I'm not just there to be a hypocrite. I'm there to show you this is how it's got to be done. This is what needs to be done. And so I think I got great rapport with them kids, and I really enjoyed my job. I pinch myself every day I get to coach football.
Well, you know, Kyle, 9 tackles for loss last year as a sophomore. The Leopards have 34 as a team. He had 1/4 of the tackles for loss on the team as a sophomore. That could easily get the double digits this year.
Man, and again, like I said, he over the summer he's changed so much. Again, you know, with the farmer's beard and the growing up, he's just thickened up. You know, just a sophomore's different from a junior, and a senior's different from a sophomore. You know, just, they're growing so much. You know, and Jake Martin's gotten bigger. You know, we started a bunch of sophomores last year, so these guys are really, I'm really looking to see a lot of them this year. You know, I think it's going to be a good year for us.
That's great. Well, us. Review the last 5 games of the season. We got through the first 5 last week. This week we're going to talk about start out with Hot Springs. We, you know, they're picked 4th in the conference this year.
Yep.
Which is not no knock with the conference we got. You know, that quarterback that they've had for the last 3 years, Contreras, he's gone and goodbye. Is all I got.
Did you run to Hot Springs to make sure he graduated?
Man, that guy was unbelievable. he was a defensive coordinator's worst nightmare because we would have a lot of times we would have great coverage and we'd have them locked down, which to me was the main thing that I was trying to do is not have an open receiver. Well, he'd look down the field and he'd see that these guys are covered, so he'd just tuck it and take off. And man, he was so good in space, you know, it was just so hard for us to tackle. So, yes, I'm happy he's out of the picture. But, you know, again, Hot Springs, you know, they have such a big pool to dig from on kids.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of athletes. They got a lot of guys in waiting. So I can guarantee that they're going to come and be athletic.
And much like the Little Rock schools, if they do have a glaring need, they can reach out and get somebody from somewhere else that's close by.
Correct. It's all in the same school. Yes,
that's
same
area. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's those guys, you know, once they lose somebody, you know, they're usually going to have them replaced. Again, they're always going to have speed. Last year, they had an unbelievable guy at defensive end. I think it was number 11. They said Hooten, what his name was. But anyways, he was just one of those kids that he was just one of those almost unblockable kids. And I think he's back, so we're going to have to really focus on him. If we're going to try to do our passing game, we have to get that kid. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head.
Is it Singwin?
That's it.
Yeah.
That kid could go. You know, yeah. So we're going to have to really focus on, you know, our fullback helping on the backside blocks, so we can get passes off again because their D-line is going to be good. You know, they may shut down our runs. So we have to go to our pass. And so we have to work on fullback helping that tackle, of course, on that D-end, getting him blocked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then, you know, you go to Fairview. They're picked 2nd in the league, 8-5 last year. And I think the best thing you can say about Camden Fairview, or the biggest compliment you give them in a lot of conferences, they may be picked 1st.
Oh, no, 100%. Like I said, they were the only team that made it close to first half with Parkview last year. You know, again, you know, they ended up losing by, you know, 30-something points. But, you know, they went pretty far in the playoffs. They went the 2nd round in playoffs, I think. Lost 3rd round, something.
Yeah, they lost in the 3rd round.
Lost in the 3rd round, you know, playoffs. They've always, again, Camden's had that talent of speed. They've had a good pool. They've got into the spread years ago, and they've really, really got to where they've got it down pat now. The guys run great, sharp routes. And they're the type of team that they want to get in the space and use their athletes to beat you. So you got to try to get to that quarterback before he can get the ball out in the space. So, yeah, those will be one of those games, Camden Fairview, that I'm going to try to do a lot of pressure on that quarterback to make him get rid of it easy. But, again, they'll have one of those guys that can tuck it and go, so we got to make sure that we're sound tacklers in that game.
Yeah, they're one of the teams in the conference that have a bunch coming back.
Yes,
they were not senior laden last year.
No, they were good last year, and they will be even better this year. So having them pick 2nd behind Parkview is 100% correct. But again, if Parkview wasn't there, they would be the top favorite in our conference.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then it's at the Lakeside Rams. They're picked 3rd by Hootens. They went 8-4 last year. You know, they, I don't know, there always seems to be a little extra juice, but when it's
they came on late there,
when it's Lakeside and DeQueen.
Yeah. Well, they came on late there in the year. We've always gone to Lakeside, whether it be junior high and senior high, and usually have a really good game with them. You know what I mean? I think we match up well with those guys. A lot of times, what they like to do is a big time ground and pound is right at you, which is great for us because you know a lot of teams that we play would like to get their athletes out in space and just match their best with your best out in 15, 20 yards of space to play. That's not the best for us. And inside the tackle box is a good spot for us. They do a really good job of overloading one side and pulling big linemen. They've always had just really good offensive linemen and fullbacks that can block for them. And they just ground and pound you down the field and try to bust one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they suck you in with inside the tackles, and the next thing you know, they got a guy running down the sideline open for a pass. So, but those that's another game. I really do think Lakeside. I know they're picked third, but I think Lakeside. It's going to be one of those games that the Leopards, if they play really well and Lakeside has an off night, it could be a good night for the Leopards.
They lost that Arkansas State commit, the tight end, the Perfroy.
Yep.
Yeah, Skylar Perfroy. And man, he was all that in a bag of chips. He was a good ball player. Yeah.
And last year they had a receiver that was he's probably 6'5", 6'6". He was a senior that could just go up and get it anywhere he wanted to in the end zone. You know what I mean? We would have him locked down, but he'd go up and get it. So I think they lost a lot of weapons. But again, I think that one is going to be another conference game that the Leopards could go and get, hopefully.
Well, you know, and in week 9, Coach, of course, that'll be our senior night. Magnolia, they're picked 5th, which surprises me a little bit because – they've changed coaches. They're changing offenses. They're going and not just a subtle change in offense. They're going from what we run to the spread.
Right.
And you know our game. My personal thought is, and probably Greg would agree with me. I thought that was the best game we played last year was at Magnolia.
Yeah, we went into halftime tied. You know, with them. And the thing about Magnolia, I think that got us in the second half is that you know they could two platoon. They have the kids. They have 11 stars on offense. 11 starters on defense, and then 11 starters on kickoff and kickoff return. So nobody goes both ways. So I just think what happened in the second half is, you know, we just kind of ran out of that gas. You know, well, we could play with them perfectly fine when we're, you know, fresh and ready to go. In the second half, we just kind of ran out of gas again because their guys had done half the plays that our starters have.
Right. But
I think, I really do, I watched them in a 7-on-7 tournament. They're struggling right now at the quarterback position. They have a quarterback that can run, and they have a quarterback that can throw, but they don't have one that can do both. So I think, you know, I don't know yet because I haven't got to watch them on film actually play a game, that they're going to two platoon at quarterback. And if they do that, whenever they rotate that guy in that can run, I know what I'm going to do against them. If they rotate the guy in that can throw, I know what I'm going to do against them. So I think this will be a year. I thought we had them last year. I really did. We just kind of ran out of gas in the second half again because they outlasted us, basically, bottom line. But I think this year, with them in that transition, losing some guys, having a new system that they're not comfortable in, we have a system that we are comfortable in.
Got them here?
Yeah, got them here. I think that's going to be a game that the Leopards can go and get. I really do.
I'd agree with that. And then finishing up with Arkansas High, they're picked 6th in the league, another team in our conference that's starting with a new QB.
Yep. So Arkansas High has been those games where we were leading, not last year, but the year before, we were leading pretty much the whole game, come back, almost beat them there at the end. They pulled it out. Arkansas High is one of those teams that they're hit or miss. You never know who you're really going to get when they show up.
But you think that has something to do with playing them last in the last week?
I think it – to me, and so it happens with a lot of schools that are very, very talented in basketball. Those guys, if they know they're not going to make the playoffs.
Mentally, they've moved on.
Mentally, they may shut down, you know what I mean? Whereas the best thing about the Leopards, we don't have a whole lot of guys to play basketball. So our guys are still focused on getting that last game. So I think, you know, we've been in a lot of dogfights with Texarkana. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that might have a little bit to do with it. Now, if they're coming out at the last game of the season and they're going to be able to go to the playoffs and we're fighting for that position, it may be a different ball game. But I really do think that Hope, Arkansas High, and Magnolia, I think if the Leopards stay healthy and we're able to go get some. If we can pull those three off and be in the fight for a playoff, it'd be just a dream come true for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful for this program.
What'd you say?
Be wonderful for our
program. Yeah, it would be great for our program. And, you know, I just want to shout out Darian Henderson. He works out at the feed store where I get feed every once in a while. And so I get to talk to him. And he's telling me they're going to be pretty good. So
I really do. And here's the deal is that I think they're walking with a little bit more swagger, you know. And that's hard to do if you look back at the record that these kids have. And that's just a testament to their will. It's just a testament to who they are. They love the game of football, and they love being out there. And I try to make it an atmosphere that they want to be at. You know what I mean? And, you know, there's certain times where, let's say, that you're a 10-0 team. You hadn't lost any games, that you can do different things that you can when you're an 0-10 team.
Sure.
But these are the type of kids that I think I could really say anything I wanted to them, and I don't think that they turn their back on me because they know me so well, and they know that I respect them just as much as I hope that they respect me. And I think that's really what makes our team go and makes our team drive and keeps them enthusiastic to play football.
Well, let's face it. If there are other school systems in our state who have been faced with similar circumstances as us, they've been put in tough conferences, they haven't had a lot of success, and a lot of them said, okay, we're going to play eight-man football. We haven't done that.
No,
yeah, we just keep out there getting there and getting after it.
I can tell you this. As long as I'm coaching football here at DeQueen, I'm going to try to put the best 11-man football team I can on that field, and we're going to have as much fun as we can. We're going to work as possibly hard as we can. And I can promise you, these kids are very well coached. They're very well trained. You have two head coaches on the staff. You have two athletic directors on the staff. You have three college football players on the staff. So as far as the knowledge and the coaching that these kids have, and as far as the toughness and just the grit and the moral quality of our kids is so high that I truly enjoy my job at DeQueen. A lot of people just think I'm, may think I'm crazy because of that, because they look at the record. Well, what I look at is a lot of different things other than that record.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I look at the times that the kids call me, after they've been gone for 4 or 5 years and say, Coach Bell, you once told me that you would help me out at any time in my life if I needed it. Well, I need that help. And that, to me, is my success. Just like Adrian Mendoza, kid I just hired on for football. He was one of those guys that had a tough senior year. And I've always told him, if I was in a position to ever help you, Adrian, I know you're a quality young man. And I don't just tell these kids that. I live that. And 100%, all these boys know, and all these girls that I've been around, 100%, if they need us or they need me, my job as a football coach and as an educator and as a member of this community is to make sure this community grows with good young men and good young ladies that are going to help in all aspects of life, not just sports.
Man, that's great. A great attitude to have, and that's the kind of coach we want for the
Absolutely.
Leopards. We appreciate you for coming in and previewing the season for the Leopards, and we just want to wish you the best of luck this year, and go Leopards.
Go Leopards.
I got chill bump. Let's go.
Big thanks to Coach Richard Bell again for coming in and talking to us, kind of giving us the second half of the preview of the upcoming Leopards season for season two here. And we got to take a moment to talk about one of the OGs, the original sponsors, DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387. Schedule your appointment today. Also available in Ashdown at Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Indeed. So they have Southwest Arkansas covered. I actually got asked a question yesterday. Do you guys recommend DeQueen Animal Hospital take my pup into? And it was like, absolutely.
We all 100%. Use DeQueen Animal
exactly.
Hospital.
Sure, we
exactly.
Do.
Numerous times.
Yeah. So I had two cats, and then they got out. They escaped from me, and who knows why? But they
I got a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They took care of them, and then also my two new cats. They took care of them. I got my my cat and my white one. He's deaf, and I got him diagnosed as deaf over there. Dr. Martin just went. Yep, he's deaf. He went to school for a long time.
You go to school 8 years, you learn things.
Yeah, exactly. He's awesome, though. He's like, listen, he's going to be just fine. He's going to live a long time. He's just deaf is all. So, you know, he makes me feel good about when I'm worried about my pets and whatnot. So they've been great sponsors. They're always part of community stuff. Very, very cool, man.
You know, and not only do they take care of your animals in the veterinary way, mm-hmm. they also board
animals.
And so if you have to be gone for a few days, you don't have anything to do with your pet, you can take your pet out there and they'll take care of it for you while you're gone.
In good hands at DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. Again, sponsoring since the very inception of the podcast. We appreciate them so much. Seriously, just look at all the reviews, the Google reviews. It's 5 stars across the board. Hundreds of reviews and comments saying I wouldn't take my pet anywhere else. And even people that were like, I was traveling through with my pet and there was a problem and they got to us right away. That's really cool too.
Treat you like family.
Really
And
do.
I don't know if you can say any more good about a business than that. They Absolutely. Treat you like family.
DeQueen Animal Hospital, Ashdown Vet Clinic, treat you like family and your loved furry ones as well. Awesome. All right. I think actually, though, we need to transition. We got somebody on the phone. We got Coach Dakota Barrett on the line.
Coach Barrett, how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're ready for football. Are you ready?
I guarantee you we're ready. We're fired up for it.
You know, we were really excited last year when y'all started from scratch a brand new football program. Entering your second year, Any thing you want to tell us about how last year went and what you think you're going to do different this year, maybe, you know, a little bit, just knowing what you learned from the first year?
Well, I can tell you this. I learned a lot of things that I did not know. But, you know, last year our expectations were suiting out a team and being competitive. And, you know, our expectations have flipped even just on year two. We think we're good enough to go win, and we've practiced that way all summer. Every team camp we've gone to this summer, we've looked pretty sharp, especially offensively. And you know, I guess for me this year, something I'd really like to change that we're doing. Of course, we're running the split backs and we're running the veer. We are reading it this year instead of me just telling them who to give it to. And you know, I've got a couple quarterbacks that can do it, and I'm looking forward to seeing it in live action here in a couple weeks.
I love the veer, and boy, you're right. If you've got a quarterback that knows what to do with the ball when he looks over the defense and can make a half-second decision, that's a huge advantage in the veer.
Absolutely.
So what's your numbers look like this year?
Man, we've got 30 on the dot this year. Most of our starting junior high kids are ninth graders. Of course, we'll play this year and you know, next year kind of move into some senior high football. But I ain't gonna lie to you, I'd be disappointed if we didn't win some ball games this year. I think we've got what it takes, and our line. Across the board on the line, we're averaging over 200 pounds and junior high. And, you know, that's 2A, 3A, whatever you want to talk about. That's pretty impressive for junior high.
It sure is.
Yeah, it really is. Now, just to I know last spring when we kind of left you, you had taken on another role. Are you still there, or did things change during the summer?
No, man, I tell you, it's been the wildest year of my life, but we have I've given up softball. We've got Coach Zoe White. She come in from Henderson. She played at Henderson, taking over softball, doing a great job with them. And I've took over head basketball.
Yeah.
And so I am running senior high boys basketball and then football. And right now, since senior high doesn't have football, you know, we're practicing pretty much every day basketball in the summer. And then football as well. And, you know, putting in some of them good 8-10-hour days all summer. And I tell you, it's a lot, but I'm looking forward to both of them.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You're probably the most overworked coach in the state of Arkansas having those two jobs. Because, obviously we know what Costock River thinks about basketball and how much effort they put into it. And then all the effort you're putting into this football program, getting it going and continuing the process of building it up. It just takes a lot of work. And I'm going to tell you, I just really enjoy talking to you about it, your attitude about it, and looking forward to seeing the improvement in the players this year.
Coach, our show is all about the young people. Talk about a couple of young people on each side of the ball that you think will make an impact this year.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, we are, and I know this is probably kind of goofy to some, but us just only having junior high, we're going to announce some captains Friday night at our kickoff, and I'll start with two of them. One of them is going to be Corey Wheeler. He's a ninth grader. He's a ninth grader that plays right tackle for us and anchors us at the two technique. He's a big kid, but he moves really well, and he's finally learned that I'm bigger than everybody else. I can throw him around. But Corey Wheeler's, I think this is going to kind of be his year, and he's going to set himself apart as far as the big guys go against everybody that we play. And then the second person I'd have to go with today, you know, just talk about is Isaiah Dixon. And I mentioned him some last year. Mm-hmm. He was kind of our go-to. I'm telling you right now, the kid has been in the weight room. He can fly. He's grown. He's added some weight on. He's playing our right halfback position. He plays some split back, and we line him up in shotgun every now and then. But I think in 2-3 years, just me and y'all guys aren't going to be the only ones talking about him.
Wow, that's yeah. Really, really cool. Coach, you've had a year now to kind of look over the genesis, the start of a brand-new football program. What has been your biggest shock, something that you try to anticipate everything, I know, and maybe you're one of those guys that anticipate everything really well and you're ready for everything, or something that you just didn't see that come out of the blue that's been hard as far as getting a football program off the ground?
Yeah, well, I will say, you know, year one being by myself was mm-hmm. was extremely tough, but I kind of knew that would be tough. I guess what's kind of was a shock for me, you know, we're trying to get facilities going too, and so now it's not just football, it's getting the field completely ready, and the soccer field is when you build a soccer field just for soccer, it doesn't have a crown on it the way football does.
Right.
And so we're having to kind of start over in that process. We're talking about field houses and stuff like that, ordering equipment every day. That was the shock of the first year program. And then I think as far as football goes, the thing that really has been the hardest hurdle is, you know, not having peewee football yet. When these kids get to me, they don't have it in their brain yet, downhill attack and hit. So, you know, I've still got some ninth graders that it's not that they're scared, they're just not comfortable with, you know, getting their hips lowered and moving in a forward position. And then to add on to that, to kind of ramble to y'all, having assistant coaches this year, there's been some times that I've had to kind of reflect and look back and say, hey, you know, I'm not the only one. I've got to give some of this up to these guys and let them do the – I've added two really good coaches, and I need to let them coach. And so that's just kind of some self-reflection on my end, and I think I could do better too.
Well, we're really looking forward to seeing what Costock River does this year on the football field, and we'll be talking again to you soon, Coach Barrett. We appreciate everything you've done for us, and I know you're going to continue to do that, and we'll be talking to you really soon. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate y'all having me on. Y'all do a great job, and look forward to the year.
You take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye. All right, we're with Coach Ed Baker of the Foreman Gators, a new coach down there this year. Coach, tell us what you've seen so far. I know you've been there last spring and over the summer, and just I know you're ready to go with fall football. Tell us what you've seen so far.
Well, the kids are working extremely hard. We just got to get them used to being here consistently. But the ones that when they're showing up, they're doing an outstanding job of working hard and those kind of things. It's just the consistency, and that's going to be the issue because it's been so inconsistent coaching staff wise with all the turnover year after year. So that's little details like that we're working on. But when they're here, man, they're working hard, and that's good.
Well, that's great. I know you got a new superintendent, Adam Matthews. He's a great guy, and I know he's going to be a big supporter of all Gator athletics, but football is what we're talking about now. So I know he's going to help you out in any way he can. And you know, you got some good athletes coming back from what we saw last year.
Yes, sir. We got some athletic kids as far as skill wise. We just were low in numbers on there. We got like our senior class, I think, is 23 kids, boys and girls total. So our senior class in football, we've got three guys. And they've been really good leaders for us. DJ Anderson, Wyatt Duran, Kenneth Hanna, they've been great leaders. And we just don't have very many of them.
Well, DJ Anderson and Kenneth Hanna, both first team, our all-star, you know, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air all-star team last year. Hanna and Anderson both. Anderson was probably our player of the game half of the Gators games last year.
Yeah, and I Anderson's the kind of kid that he can change a game with one run.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes, sir. He's got explosive breakaway speed, and we got to get him the ball and get him in the open. He's got a block for him a little bit there, so that will definitely help if we can do that.
Yeah.
Coach, sophomore Brody Bearden, I know last year as a freshman, he made an impact on the varsity team.
Yes, he was. I guess he was our only ninth grader last year that played up. Unfortunately, I mean, he had to do that, I think, to kind of help out. Normally, you would like to keep those guys together in ninth grade and let them have some success together and move them up. But he's also been a good one. Football's been important to him, and he's worked real hard. And we're looking forward to seeing him play as well, both sides of the ball. Obviously, all our guys are going to be both sides of the ball guys because we're going to be probably around 18 to 20, I would say. We got 21 on paper, but we obviously, you guys know how it is everywhere. You're going to lose a few before you start. So
right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was, the next thing I was going to ask you, one of the biggest things about when you have a team that you play everybody both ways, you got to be in good shape, especially at the start of the season with the heat and everything. And
right.
You could tell us a little bit about what your offensive philosophy and defensive philosophy is just real quickly. So we kind of know what that is too.
Well, offensively, we'll be a flex bone triple option team. It's kind of like back when Coach King was here, when he was here, I was at Perryville, and we did some camps together in the summer. And then when I went to Westville, Oklahoma, it was his last year here, and he brought the kids up there, and we did a flex bone camp. So we'll be kind of going back into that style of offense. Defensively, we'll be a 4-3 scheme. Coach Payton Harlow is going to be our defensive coordinator, and he's did a good job at installing that. It's I like it. It's pretty simple. You get lined up and play. So not going to be too intricate. Going to keep it simple because, like I said, we got kids going both ways. We don't have – not going to have a whole lot of them we can bring over to the sideline and make adjustments. We got to do a really good job in practice during the week, showing them what they're going to see and those kind of things.
Well, that's one thing about having smaller numbers. It gives you more time, one-on-one time with them or in smaller groups where you can do that.
Yes, sir, definitely. We should be able to get plenty of reps in practice.
Yeah. And, you've got your schedule this year. You start out at Parker's Chapel, which is probably a pretty big step for the Gators.
It'll be tough. And the thing about Parker's Chapel and, they're and Spring Hill as well in our conference, they're coming up from 8-man. So, you really don't have film. Obviously, you will later in the year, but with Parker's Chapel early off the bat, you don't have a lot of film to study, how they're going to be because they've been playing 8-man and they're moving to 11. So, those kind of things will make it a little tougher to scout.
Yeah,
looking over their schedule, yeah. You're not ducking anybody.
No.
You got Junction City on there. Murfreesboro was really good last year. Mineral Springs. So.
Oh, yeah. We hit week four. Now, the first three games, they're tough as well. Hampton's got a big old fullback. It'll be hard to stop. And then Horatio, you know, that's kind of a rivalry game, so that'll be big. Both teams will be geared up for that. And then we kind of hit Murderer's Row there with Junction City and I think Murfreesboro and then Minerals. That's going to be,
that's three toughies in a row.
We got to stay healthy through those and literally survive with low numbers, you know, because those will be some physical teams.
Well, in the AAA's infinite wisdom, I see you get to go both to Parker's Chapel and Junction City, which are, you know, both about 4-hour bus rides from.
Who'd you make mad in Little Rock, Coach?
Yeah, we were plotting those out, man. It's going to be a haul. So
yeah. Yeah,
you just got to get used to it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just part of it. When you live where we live, you're going to do some traveling because you're in one corner of the state. You don't have really have a whole lot of choice. But I think one of the things that I see as a new coach, I think one of the things that you want to do is maybe even more so than looking at your opponents is look at yourself and get better every week, each and every week, and make those improvements that make you a good football team.
Yes, sir. And like you're saying, that starts in practice and an individual by position, just getting a little better each day. And sometimes that's hard because that's the boring stuff, but the boring details is what makes you better.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I know that. You're trying to change the culture there. The Gators are not that far removed from mega success. I mean, they won 11 games in 2019. They went to the playoffs in 21. So, is there some of that residual there, or is it a situation where you know it's one day at a time?
It's one day at a time. Kids today, you know, they would have been in junior high or elementary when those teams were doing well. And it's kind of with social media, our attention span's gotten a little shorter.
No doubt.
So I don't know, you know, how relevant that is to some of these kids. But we need to make it relevant. You know, there's been success here, like you said, and we need to build on that and, you know, look back at that history and encourage these guys and tell them, hey, you guys can do the same thing. You can make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know you told me, Coach, earlier that if I'm not mistaken, that y'all have a scrimmage game. When is that?
Yes. We're supposed to scrimmage with Spring Hill, Smackover, and Magnet Cove at Henderson State on Tuesday the 20th.
Okay.
And so that goes back to that consistency. Like I'm telling you, getting kids, you know, you guys know how it is at AAA. You got to do 2 days in helmets, 3 days in shoulder pads before contact, and then you get into your contact phase. Well, if you got guys that aren't coming to every practice, the next Tuesday's on you, and you're going to have kids that are not allowed to be in that scrimmage.
Yeah, they've not met the requirements.
Right, because they wouldn't have met the requirements. So we're going to be right on the edge of that, but if we got 11 in the right spots, we'll go with 11 of them, and we'll go play.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. It's look forward to getting to talk to you this season. It sounds like the Gators are in good hands and the right guy's got his hand on the steering wheel as far as getting the Gators going in the right direction.
Well, we're excited about it. We got two other new coaches. We're all new. Coach Michael Carter is a former Gator. He was out of high school. He did real work, was in the military, and then did construction, and then decided a few years ago he wanted to be a teacher. So last year was his first year teaching, and then he decided, hey, I would really like to coach, and these kids have some stability. And so we got him on board. He'll be offensive, defensive line. And then we hired another local guy, kind of the same thing. R.B. Fawcett is going to be coach of secondary and receivers. And he, you know, he did real world work too, sold insurance and was a farmer. And he decided to get his education degree and come on and join our staff as well. So we're looking forward to all four of us learning together. And so far it's been really fun working with the kids.
That's great, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. We look forward to talking to you as we go into the season and look forward to the Gators having a great year.
You bet. We appreciate you, you know, recognizing local sports. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time today, and we'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was great.
Ready to go suit up for Coach Baker.
That's right. Big thanks to Coach Baker for calling in and giving us his time there. But we should take a moment to talk about another title sponsor, our main title sponsor. That is Dr. Randy Walker, Family Practice and Allergy Clinic here in DeQueen, open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They do accept Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid. Services include adult and primary care, laboratory testing, wellness physicals, drug screening, wound care, fracture care and casting, workers' comp, x-ray, ultrasound, EKG, spirometry, IV fluids and antibiotics, joint injections, adult and pediatric allergy and immunizations. Just give them a call, 870-584-3000, to book your appointment today. Option 6, after hours, for the after hours triage service that they have. They are a multi-specialty clinic, and bilingual services are always available. Also, this is news to me. I want to talk about this really quickly. So we have Dr. Randy Walker here in DeQueen. We also have Walker Pediatrics here in DeQueen. Nick Matthews, who's a great guy. He is Miles, my son's new pediatrician, and I love him, dude. He is super cool with him, and just he's just a cool guy. Hey, you know what I mean? He's a great guy, and honestly, Miles has been through the ringer with doctors. He doesn't really like sitting on that butcher paper and having someone coming in and looking at him, but there's something about Nick, Dr. Matthews, that he's just like, he comes in and he likes him. Likes him. So very cool guy. You also have Dr. Randy Walker over in Dirks, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Dr. Randy Walker coming soon to Foreman, according to this card right here.
All right.
I did not know that. So yeah, coming soon to Foreman. So spreading the, you know, spreading across Southwest Arkansas
the is good Dr. vibes. Randy.
Yeah, absolutely. The new X-ray machine, of course, has arrived here in DeQueen. Less radiation to produce a clearer, more detailed picture. That's really, really cool. And then, of course, the after-hours clinic is massive. Things happen.
Yeah.
They are there for you.
You call them, you get a person.
That's right, a real person. Brad Patterson, option 6, if it's after 7 p.m. And that's Dr. Randy Walker, man. They're involved in all the community events. It's great to have such a solid clinic here in Sevier County, and we need it, man. We need it.
Not only Sevier County now, you're looking at Howard County and going to Little River
absolutely.
County.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think the remodel's done in Dirks. They've got the x-ray machine going over there. They've got more exam rooms for they can handle more patient load. They're ready to go.
Excellent, folks. And, of course, Walker's also control Simple Simon's Pizza.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're talking about Simple Simon's Pizza.
We're talking about Simple Simon's Pizza. Before we get to this, I want to shout out real quick, Get in the Zone, the original Calzone, $11.99 at Simple Simon's Pizza.
That's all month long.
Highway to the Calzone, right? That's Whitesnake, right?
That's right.
There you go. Simple Simon's Pizza of DeQueen, it's time for the county fair. We want to celebrate our winners. Saturday, August 17th, around noon, all grand champions at the Sevier County Fair this year eat for free.
Free.
That's right. We invite you to all to come and eat and help out the Sevier County Fair Board. 50% of the profits will benefit them that day. So it's almost like they're doing two 50-50s this month, right?
All right.
I believe they did one for this past Monday, right?
Yes.
Do you remember who that was for?
Cancer survivors.
Yep. Cancer survivors. And then another one this Saturday for all grand champions are eating free. And then 50% of everything you spend
goes to the fair.
Do you think it's too late for me
to get something entered so I can eat free?
Well, I've been called a grand champion of things, I don't think that's going to qualify.
Yeah, right. Your mother doesn't count.
You're my grand champion, Greg. Oh, my God.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. You know, the thing about, and this isn't even talking about the food, the thing they do through Simple Simon's to help this community out is amazing.
It's incredible. Yeah. And not to mention feeding everybody.
Yeah, well, the food's great, too.
The food's great.
I mean, they got a great buffet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Their wings are good.
Their wings are excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, and you get a ton of them, honestly. I get the large, and I'm like, okay, this is 2 days' worth. They also control Ayers Cleaners. Okay. Blankets of any size, $20. Comforter, $35. Curtains, $6 to $8. Doilies?
Doilies.
It says dollies. $3 to $5. Pillows, placemats.
They clean your dollies, too.
Yeah, yeah. Rugs, they'll spray them down. Sheet sets, tablecloth, Valances, wash, dry, fold, $1.99 a pound. Of course, it's Ayers Cleaners at 621 West Gilson Avenue. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon for your convenience. You can check them out on Facebook or give them a call, 870-584-7128. It's Ayers Cleaners. Last one I want to talk about here is Cutting Room & Company. It's where I get my haircut. I prefer to have my haircut with the delicate touch of a woman. I think I've talked on here before that I had a man cut my hair once, and it was more like a mugging or an assault. Yeah, I mean, he took my money at the end of it. It was crazy, and he really beat me up. So I very much like Cutting Room & Company. They got good music playing.
Mm-hmm.
92.1. And they got nice people, nice folks, and it's just a great atmosphere in there. And they have an entire wall of beauty products for you to select from. 405 East Colin Ray Drive. You can get your hair cut and
all the things.
Yeah, great prices.
Yeah, one thing I want to mention real quickly is, or somebody I want to mention, Glenda Hinton. Glenda Hinton started Cutting Room & Company, and she just retired, and they're fixing to leave our community, and they are going to be missed.
Nice.
And just wanted to mention that real quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So one other thing, school started back this week.
They did.
And so guess what else is starting back?
What's that?
Leopard Care Clinic.
Indeed.
Yeah, so the walkers are out at the school, having them out there enables kids and teachers to go out there for some of their medical care, keeps them in school learning, improves test scores. Just another great service that they provide our community.
Absolutely, man. And that is it, man. Walker Family Clinic, been the title sponsor for our podcast since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much. We can't waste any more time. We have Horatio Lions head coach Paul David Willis on the line.
And we're here with Coach Willis from the Horatio Lions, new coach Paul David Willis, but not a new name to the Horatio area. He is from there, and he's been there before, and he's back again once again. We appreciate you calling in, Coach Willis, and just want to talk to you a little bit about your philosophy and about what you're seeing so far with the Lion athletes and your schedule.
Okay, that'll work. Well,
go ahead.
First of all, I mean, as far as our kids go, and as far as I go, yeah, you're right. I'm not new to the place. I graduated from here in 81 and left in 85 and went to college and coached pretty much all over state. And I think everybody's always kind of got a desire to come back home and never really got a chance. And I end up retiring and going to Texas for about 6 years. And I thought I was totally retired, but I kind of got that itch. And I moved back home here 2 years ago. I teach math, and I taught math and coached here for a year with Coach Castleman. And my wife and I was building a house, and so I got out this past year. And then when Coach Castleman decided to take another job, I ended up, put my name in the hat and was lucky enough to get it. So that's kind of how I got where I'm at. And, I'm excited about it. I've taken this job really probably for a different reason than I've taken any job I've ever taken. The program's kind of been on hard times. We had a winning season in 20 years. It's kind of been on hard times. And I think, I'm trying just to pump a little energy, a little life into it and trying to get the kids interested in the game again and kind of teach them, I guess, really how to play. It's a whole lot different than it was, 20 years ago.
Yeah, and one thing, Coach, I mean, that's something that we have in common. That's why we do this podcast, is because not a lot of recognition for the teams that we cover here in Southwest Arkansas, and we just want to make sure the kids, get the recognition they deserve, because they put a lot of hard work in. Their records may not reflect that, but that doesn't mean they're not working hard anyway, and we appreciate you doing that, because, I think it means something to those kids to know that not only are you willing to do that, and you're trying to teach them things, but you were here when it was a different story, and you played with Horatio when Horatio won football games
right.
And did things and so I think that means something to kids. Sometimes they blow it off a little bit, or they think that, but they recognize that stuff, and I think that's important.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate what you do. I mean, it's definitely going to help, and I think it's definitely something that, you know, this young generation needs. You know, they need some recognition for some positive things, mm-hmm. and you know, I think they also they need some lessons that you learn from being in sports. And it's not just football. You know, it's athletics in general. And I one of the first things I told the kids when I took the job was I don't want to coach football players. You know, I want to coach athletes, and I think that's something that's missing. You know, kids think if I don't have a chance to go make a living doing this, I'm not going to do it. And you know, that to me is kind of a warped way of looking at it, because you know, there's a very small percentage of kids that play any sport that end up making a living doing it. So if that's why you're being in athletics, you're kind of barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things to learn besides that.
Right. There's a lot of lessons, and really and truly what I've kind of faced this summer is we're not even really talking about winning and losing right now, because we got to learn how to play the game and learn how to do things the right way. And you kind of have to earn the right to talk about winning, and we really hadn't got there yet. We're still trying to learn how to put our pads in our locker room right, and take care of our equipment right, and how to be responsible for our facilities and that kind of thing. We really hadn't even got a whole lot into X and O's, because we're trying to learn how to play the game.
Coach, I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the young men that jump off the page. I'm looking at the Hooten's article, because we covered the Lions last year, and they had really good seasons. Trey Smith is one. He going to be your quarterback?
Trey Smith, he's working at quarterback for us, and he's doing a good job. Trey, you know, Trey is – he's a leader. He's a silent leader, but he, you know, he's a leader. He's doing a good job. He's one of the kids that is buying into you know, this thought of playing multiple sports, because you know, Trey's first love is baseball, mm-hmm. and I know that, and we've talked about that, and you know, I have no problem with that. You're not, if you're only coaching the kids that love football, you're not coaching very many kids,
right?
So you know, Trey's one that he loves baseball, but he's committed to football. He's been here every day. He hadn't missed, and he's doing the right thing. So I'm expecting good things from him.
Leighton Ochoa, your leading ball carrier last year, is back as well.
Leighton Ochoa, he is back. He's playing wing back for us. He's a tough, hard nosed kid. Does a good job, runs the ball hard, and you know, he's one of those that you know, he's beginning to buy in. You know, he's. We've had some heart to hearts, because he's missed a couple of practices here and there, and you know, we've had to talk to him about commitment and loyalty to his teammates and things like that. But you know, he's going to do a good job for us, and he's probably going to be our leading rusher again.
Well, and then I look at your line, Miguel Valera Hernandez. He was a member of our Southwest Arkansas All Star team last year. He going to anchor your line this year?
Yes, he's playing right guard for us right now. Doing a good job. He's a smart young man, plays hard. And one thing I love about Miguel, you know what you're getting from him. He's going to play full speed, balls to the wall every time he plays.
And then looking at the schedule, this is something that Greg and I and Tyler and anybody else that's been on this show's talked about now for a long time. Getting these local games back, the big gates back, keeping all the money in Sevier County, and this year you all start with the DeQueen Leopards.
That's pretty good. I mean, of course, I played Horatio back in the 80s, and we'd probably had gotten a chance to play the Queen, and it never worked out. And it was probably better, because we probably couldn't have competed anyway, but it'd been fun to try. But you know, that's going to be a big game, and I'm excited about the game being here. I've told people that's definitely an AD game, because the you know, that's why you're playing that game, is that the gates going to be,
I'm telling you,
be packed
what.
In the stadium.
And Greg and I golfed out at Little River.
We're going to buy a lot of balls and bats with that gate. There'll be a lot of balls and bats bought with that gate, there ain't no doubt.
Well, there's Greg and I golfed out at Little River yesterday, and we came by your football stadium. And that game's going to be – there's going to be more people standing than sitting, I guarantee it. And it's going to be a huge gate.
Well, you know, like you said, I'm old, and I remember, you know, back in the 80s when you'd come to game, and you know, yeah. You had the James Lewis Brewers and the Frank Halters, and you know, and all those guys, and you know, Bill Matthews, and I mean, them suckers would stand on the sideline in overalls and have cowbells, and you know, you thought you was at some kind of WWE meeting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know that. that's kind of how it's going to be. And I don't know if, you know, if it'll have the excitement that those guys had, but, you know, we're building for that, and that's kind of what we're shooting for.
Absolutely. I love that.
You know, and it's really good for the school. I talked to Coach Bell, and I told him, I said, you know, DeQueen, if we play 10 times, you know, y'all probably beat us 9, and there's no doubt about that. You know, we're going to have a hard time competing. But, you know, one thing good about this, regardless who wins and loses, you can call yourself the Sevier County champions, and neither one of these schools have been champions in forever,
anything. Yeah, that's true. And I think the best thing about it is, Coach, is that we're not driving 4 hours away to play in front of 25 people, you know. And I think while both our teams have good followings, you know, you can go to a home game, a lot of these teams, and nobody shows up to watch their players play. You know, and I think that it's such a great thing to have the atmosphere of a full stadium of people watching a football game.
Oh, and nothing against the Hope Bobcats, but we'll go over there, Greg, and sometimes we will have more than they have.
Yeah.
I love the idea.
Well, it's you know, we just hope we can keep it competitive. You know, if we can keep it competitive and make it a game, then, you know, and give those people a reason to come back, well, then it'll be good. Now, if we're not real competitive and we get a big gate one time, but they're not willing to come back, then we wasn't real successful.
Well, y'all have got some big home games. Prescott in October, you know, they are definitely a good
ball. Everybody picks them to win the state.
That's exactly right. And Falcons. So y'all have got – there's an opportunity for the Lion fans to come out and watch you all compete against some very good football teams. It looks like the rest of September you guys are on the road at Foreman, at Lafayette County, and at Cedar Point. So you got about a month there between home games. So y'all need to get out to that first home game with the Leopards. I imagine everybody in Sevier County is going to be there. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you said the right word. Our responsibility is as a coaching staff and as a team, you know, we got to compete. If you can compete and make it competitive, then you give people a reason to come back. If you're not competitive, then they're not going to come back, and it's just that simple.
Looking at the rest of your schedule, he mentioned a few games. Of course, Foreman's a big rivalry game for Horatio. Then man, you've got there's just a killer schedule here. I mean,
we knew that, but I mean that's the situation that we're facing with. You know, being in 3A,
yeah.
I could sit here and gripe about it all day long, but it won't do any good.
So, no.
At some point in time, you just got to kind of bowl up and do it.
Well, we're the ones that gripe about it, because
you need to come in and do the podcast one week.
Well, you know, I grew up in the day when you messed up, your mom and daddy whooped your butt. And my mother, there's a lot of people listening that said, remember my mother. My mother's name was Beautiful. And you knew when you got in trouble, Beautiful was going, you was going to get in trouble. And you knew it was coming, so you might as well just bow up and take it, because it was going to happen. And that's kind of where we're at. You know, we kind of know where our schedule's at, and we're going to stand up and take it and hope for the best. And maybe we learn from it. Maybe we can be competitive. If not, then we'll go to work and we'll try to get better.
Well, and that's all you can do, is just try to get better week in, week out.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
No.
It takes time to put a football program on a solid foundation. It just does. It doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah, you're right. And a lot of people told me I was crazy for getting back into coaching. You know, I'm 62 years old and been doing this forever. And they said, man, you lost your mind. And I said, well, yeah, really, I probably have. But I'm kind of doing this for different reasons, because I realized Rome wasn't built in a day, and this ain't going to happen overnight. And, you know, my goal is that When I walk away from this thing, it's better than it was when I got it, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for.
Man, that's a great attitude to have.
Yeah, but, hey, and we appreciate you so much for calling us, and we look forward to calling and talking to you. We'll talk to you after the scrimmage game. You got Mineral Springs is your scrimmage game, right?
Yeah, we're going to Mineral Springs on the 20th. We're taking the junior high kids over there. And the junior high kids are going to scrimmage with Mineral in Ashdown. They start at 5:30. The senior high, we're going to go with just Mineral, and we're going to play a couple of quarters. I think it starts at 7. So you know, that's not going to be an easy task either, because there's no doubt, you know, they're going to be a whole lot more athletic than we are. So it's going to be a big challenge.
All right. Well, we appreciate you talking to us today, taking the time to talk to us. I know you're a busy guy, and we'll look forward to talking to you in the future, and just looking forward to the Lions getting better every week and doing the best they can, and I know you're going to do that. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you. Thank y'all.
Big thanks to Coach Paul David Willis for calling in today, man.
And we've got a new sponsor, Tyler, for the podcast.
No way.
UA Cossetot.
Ah.
And we appreciate them so much. School starting the 19th out there. And if you need any kind of education, from getting your 2-year degree to getting your prelims for going on to a 4-year degree to any kind of trade, they've got all kinds of trades out there. They've got lineman school.
Yeah.
And guess what?
What?
Free.
It's absolutely free to
you. They've got the over
100% job placement, by the way.
That's right. They're waiting on you to climb down the pole so they can hire you.
Yeah, that's right.
You will have a job before you get down the pole.
That's right. They're yelling at you. Hey, I got you. But, you know, that's a great thing. You know, one of the things that they do over at Locksburg, they got the industrial maintenance program. That is such a great program. And if you drive by over there in the evenings, because a lot of it takes place, you know, the people attending there are working too, and they still go to school in the evenings. And that whole campus is full of people going to school over there. So just another great thing they do. Just want to talk for a minute about Cossetot Colts Athletics. I mean, they're starting the soccer program this Saturday. It's Meet the Colts out at the soccer field. If you want to do that, you can do that. And they're trying to name their mascot. So if you want to know, a little bit about that, I mean, here's one of the names. There's four names they've got, and it's Bolt, Blaze. I'm sorry, they got five names: Blackjack, Cole, and Champ.
What's wrong with a Colt?
Well, this is their little mascot, the Cossetot Colt mascot.
Oh, okay, I got you.
You know, they're going to have out there.
Let me see the picture.
Yeah.
In that heat?
I do kind of like Cole. Yeah. With it being a darker color, I kind of like
Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is C-O-L-E.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, but I know. It kind of...
Yeah, it is Cole. Yeah, I told Cole, and you know what they'll be calling? Steve Cole, right?
Because he's a donkey.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But you know, we appreciate UA Cossetot and all they do. There are three campuses located in Ashdown, Nashville, and DeQueen, and all the things that they do for all three of those communities. They're not only a college. They're involved in the communities. They're heavily involved in economic development in all three communities, and we just appreciate them sponsoring us so much.
All you need to do is go to www.cccua.edu and you can go through the entire process online. 870-584-4471 if you have any questions. Obviously, their athletics department is stellar. Programs of study offered are teaching, arts, general studies, criminal justice, K-6 education, middle school education, psychology, ag business, ag education, ag science, applied science, business, natural resources, auto and diesel service technicians, cosmetology, criminal justice, and that's just a small bit of what they're offering at UA Cossetot. High school programs, you can graduate with your associate's degree. We know two people that did that just last year, and absolutely incredible. Adult education, all the employer resources that you can imagine, and facility rentals as well. UA Cossetot, a staple of this community.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, pretty much. But I said it better.
Yeah, you did. You did a lot better job. I mean, that's just, they do everything.
They do everything, man.
Yeah, and we appreciate them so much for coming on as a sponsor of the podcast.
That's great.
They're really going to be a big help to us.
And it's huge.
You know, now it's time to
pretty much get out of
here,
man.
We've done all we can do. We've previewed all the schools from the area in the last 2 weeks. We've got a very special podcast next week. And then we're going to be talking about the scrimmage games, and we'll be into the week one. It's actually week zero.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not even going there. I'm not going there. But we'll be going into the the first week of actual football games.
Yeah.
When we do our next podcast.
Absolutely.
And so we'll, after next week's special podcast, want to tease that a little bit. Just going to tell you who it is. It's Rex Nelson. Mm. We love talking to Rex. He's a great guy.
A legend.
And we want to make sure that everybody listens to that. And then we'll be back the week after that talking about football again.
Be talking about the scrimmages.
Yeah, that's right. And we're really looking forward to that, hoping for a little bit cooler weather.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there soon. And one thing I want to do before we close out, I want to mention all our other fine sponsors that we haven't mentioned. Shelter Insurance, Woods Agency, Toad Thumper Lures, Horatio State Bank, DeQueen Motorsports, Union Bank of Mena, Domtar, and Attarose Designs. And we appreciate them so much and for all they do and allowing us to do this and talk about these kids, because that's what it's all about.
And, absolutely.
Until next week, see you then, I guess.
See you next week.